This is 90.3 KEDM. Good morning. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana House Republicans have approved a budget for next fiscal year that does not contain funding for $2,000 teacher pay raises. Appropriations Chairman Jerome Zerang, a Republican from Houma, says the funding plan calls for the paying down of debt of the state retirement system, which would free up dollars for local school systems to give that raise.
That over the next 2 years, $258 million will be provided relief for the school system that can be used for teacher pay raises, can be used for institutions.
But Democrats are skeptical of that plan. Shreveport Representative Tammy Phelps says teachers would rather see the state's budget fund teacher pay raises. But Zerang says lowering retirement debt should result in higher pay for working teachers.
If I were them, I'd much prefer getting something than nothing, and this provides something, so...
Well, that's what their concern is. They're not thinking like you to want it this way.
Bossier City Representative Raymond Cruz made the argument that paying down the teacher retirement system debt would help local school systems give teachers an appropriate raise.
We did call several school systems to ask what the impact would be from going from 24.1% to 20% employer contribution, and that in a couple of districts was enough to fund a teacher pay raise of near $2,700 and $1,350 for staff.
Governor Edwards and Democrat lawmakers also believe that the House's proposed budget does not contain enough money for higher education and early childhood education. The Senate will now comb through the budget, and they could offer a different solution to funding teacher pay raises. A Mississippi sheriff says the last of four prisoners who escaped in the area have been found at a home about 20 miles from the prison. Hinds County Sheriff Tyree Jones says Corey Harrison was taken into custody at a Crystal Springs, Mississippi home, the community south of Vicksburg. He says a female acquaintance was also arrested and is facing charges. Officials say Harrison and three other inmates escaped from the Raymond Detention Center near Jackson on April 22nd. Casey Grayson was found dead at a New Orleans truck stop. Dylan Arrington died after barricading himself in a home and setting it on fire. And Jerry Raines was arrested after allegedly stealing a public works vehicle and fleeing to Texas.